You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I want to look back at a really memorable call that we took for this open line this afternoon. It was a rather memorable call that we took from Mangaliso. That was about 3 weeks ago. He was a newly employed lecturer who needed help with workwear. Do you recall that? He needed help because he had two pairs of pants, two shirts, and one pair of shoes. And so he got in touch with us just to send an appeal to see if anyone was in a position to help. And I must say, his appeal touched so many of you. Last week, we gave you an update from him on the assistance that he received so far. And Pastor Mathebula is one of the people who called. He told his own life story of hardship when he was coming up, and he offered Mangaliso a 5,000 rand voucher. And so last week, Mangaliso sent us an email just giving us feedback and to thank our listeners. And he said he had received the voucher as well as some of the other pledges that had been made on that day, and was truly grateful to the generosity of 702 listeners. Now, another person who was listening that afternoon was serial entrepreneur Miles Kubeka. So he was inspired by that call in a number of ways. So he's been just sending his thoughts about what that triggered, what that conversation with Mangaliso triggered in him. And seemingly it has jump-started some kind of action. So Miles joins us now. And I also want to take your calls on the proposition, or the movement that he is starting, or that particular call has triggered in him. Miles, good afternoon.
Hi, Azania. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to 702. We know you're not a stranger on this platform, so this time we're not talking about all your interesting endeavors as far as business is concerned, but how you were moved by this call. What were your initial thoughts when you listened to Mangaliso's story?
I mean, I think like all the listeners, you know, I just thought it can't be 2021 and people are having this as an issue. You know, it's just, I think it cut deep, man, that, you know, he's not asking for anything that's out of realm of possibility. And I think that's why people reacted to it. It was just like, you know, not on our watch kind of thing. I think that's exactly what happened to me.
So your initial thought was what, to take your clothes out and donate them?
Oh, yeah. So actually, I've been thinking about it for a while. You know, like I haven't worn any of my like suits and shirts for a long, long time. I'm actually, you know, it's something that's been on my mind. Like I need to do something. But I always like felt that, you know, charity doesn't seem to be, you know, the way to do it. I just felt like, you know, and I love them, you know, they're tailored, you know, you've got people build relationships with their clothes, you know. So I wanted it to be more than just something you put in a bundle and you drop off somewhere. And my mother will always say, but, you know, you also have cousins, you know, black tech starts at home. Mm-hmm. And sure, clothes are clothes. I could give them to anybody in need. But it just always felt to me that maybe they had a better purpose than just them being just clothes to someone, you know, who's just going to wear them. And when I heard Mangaliso's call, it just like struck the right chord that, you know, it could be an agent for something bigger and better, and something that can be paid forward. When he's now successful, he'll remember the moment and possibly do it for somebody else down the line.
So then you bought a domain titled suitablydressed.org, which, as you said, is a play on words. What is it about?
It's suits and dress, you know, suitably dressed. So it just happened to be Mangaliso called, who was a guy, but it turns out upon research, young ladies have a bigger problem. This is a real challenge that, mm-hmm. you know, young women don't have anything suitable to wear to work. And I just thought, the play with suit and dressed is appropriate. But again, you know, I didn't intend to make this a thing. It was just like, how do I help out in a real quick thing? And then, you know, the more I sent out the link, and more people came back to me, and people were really, really keen to assist. But then I think a fundamental question came up to me was, you know, I like fixing the problem systemically. Where does the actual problem come from, mm-hmm. right? And the more I thought about it, it's like, why is it even an issue that people are needing, like, formal work clothes? What is that? And why is that even a need? You know, I mean, I wear shorts and T-shirts and jeans to work. Why is this still an issue? And, you know, it just felt to me that there's certain things in our society that continue to marginalize people, even unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of frustrated me because I wanted to fix it at its core rather than sustain the problem, which I think giving clothes can. But at the same time, it's, you know, I've got privilege to say that, you know, I can wear whatever I want. But somebody like Umangaliso who has to go to work, that's a real issue, and it's a bread and butter issue today. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, the two shouldn't necessarily be mutually exclusive. So we can start helping, but also try and move it forward that organizations stop making it a requirement that you have to wear formal clothing.
Yeah. So what, wearing a suit should be a choice and not a requirement?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I think I can rock a suit, I think. But I think you should rock one when you want to, not because you have to, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Because it places an undue burden.
Especially if you can't afford one.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
No, I was saying, and it places an undue burden, as it did, in fact, in Mangaliso's case.
Yes. But then I started chatting with my team, you know, because I've got a lot of millennials working with us, and, you know. And then the bigger question was, it's easy for me to say, because the more privileged and the further up the food chain you go, you know, you've got certain luxuries, like wearing what you want or however and whatever. Mm. But when they're younger, the question becomes, you know, what part of clothing is your corporate culture, your structure, and all those things. And it just became a more existential conversation in that, you know, there's a reason why this stuff started in the first place. I'm sure somewhere, somehow, somebody thought, you know, there needs to be a level of clothing that makes everybody feel uniformed or appropriate. And that's why I like the fact that it's suitably dressed. I think people should be allowed to dress according to their role, or at least it must be suitable. You know, you're not forced to wear what's not necessary.
Mm-hmm. What is not necessary? So what? Do away.
But what is that? I don't know. You know, so it just became, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So a world where the suit and formal wear for work is not a requirement, because it really does disadvantage a big part of the population in this country and in other parts of the world.
100%. And I've seen it. You know, it's one thing to theorize about these things. Like, I've semigrated, so I spend a lot of time in Cape Town. And I can assure you, the dress code is literally shorts and a T-shirt, right? So I know it can be done. In the same way when, you know, previously people would say, you know what, you can't work from home. It's, you know, people must be in the office. It will never work. And yet here it is, right? So I think it's a mind shift. I think companies still obviously have to address the cultural side of it, but I do think there's certain norms that may not be relevant anymore.
Right, and this should be one of them. Miles, thank you. We'll look forward to the work that Suitably Dressed is going to be doing, because it's well on its way. And let's see what other people think of this idea of doing away with formal workwear. And the phase that we're in at the moment, you can see something like the handshake being on the way out. Do you also believe that maybe it's time for us, especially when you hear or you see the impact that it has on someone who doesn't have access to that workwear, like Mangaliso, the distraction that it was for him when he had to go to work, and of course the appeal that he ended up needing to make. So is it time that formal workwear no longer becomes a requirement of any workspace, whether you're a banker or whether you are an academic or someone who works on the radio? Work formal workwear, there shouldn't be a distinction, and that you should be judged on your the quality of your work and not on your presentation. And as he said, is this an issue that we fail to understand for that it is a valid need for formal workwear, because in our society, it helps to establish credibility, perhaps when you're building a career, for an example, as the young people pointed out that, yes, maybe when you're more senior and you call the shots, you can afford to do that. You know, when you're Mandela and you have a particular status, you can afford to rock up and not tie yourself up in a suit and tie. But if you are a young person trying to prove yourself, you will get judged negatively. So is there a place for doing away with formal workwear? And what is the place for formal workwear in a society that, of course, has a lot of constraints, where people have limited resources, and yet we still expect them to show up to work in a tailored suit, in a crisp white shirt, with formal shoes? So this is the point that Miles is raising, that yes, there is a point, there is a place where perhaps you want to establish credibility, and that credibility, we use clothes to do that. But what if that disadvantages people from being seen, from their potential being recognized in any environment? So I want to take your thoughts, 011-883-0702. And what's interesting, it is a two-pronged approach, because on the one hand, it does recognize that it's not everybody who's ready to, or who is in a position to simply say it doesn't matter. And therefore, let's provide this resource that is provided for by a community, much like the 702 community. You contribute your clothes. Someone who needs them knows where to go. They're pre-loved. They're appropriate for whatever need they have. And this is the collection that gets to happen. But then on the other hand, can we remove this barrier? Can we take away this barrier and make people more seen in spite of how they look? Force ourselves to see people's competence, to see their character outside of what they're wearing.